Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk Women's Roundtable. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. And I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Today on the Women's Roundtable, we're looking at what some women are doing in promoting other women and young girls through different empowerment programs. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in the United States. Two reports released this week sound the alarm about an increase in efforts to disrupt the U.S. presidential election. They say information manipulation, political violence, and intimidation are on the rise. VOA's Veronica Banderas Iglesias reports.
U.S. voters are increasingly being targeted by domestic actors who spread false information ahead of the 2024 presidential election. That's according to an election vulnerabilities report by the human rights group Freedom House.
People here in the United States who are percolating conspiracy theories and misleading information about politics. Some 70% of Republicans and Republican-leading voters have been captured by the conspiracy theory that the results of the 2020 presidential election were illegitimate. Now, ahead of 2024, we've seen that narrative already emerging and dominant.
There's also a rise in online intimidation and harassment of election officials, as well as political violence, the researcher notes.
We've seen political candidates experiencing direct attacks, including, of course, the assassination attempt against former President Trump, hate speech and hate crimes against marginalized groups are on the rise.
While the voting infrastructure itself remains protected, cyber attacks are a source of concern, Vestinson says.
The most vulnerable targets are campaigns and websites that provide people with information about the voting itself.
The FBI is currently investigating alleged Iranian hacking attempts against the Trump and Biden-Harris campaigns. A second report from the cybersecurity company Recorded Future finds an increase in malign influence operations by Iran, Russia, and China. They include the use of artificial intelligence to develop inauthentic articles that are then posted on fake news websites that look like mainstream media.
To introduce bias within the content that is has a political slant or a political leaning in a specific direction based on the corresponding government's geopolitical objectives and how those geopolitical objectives correspond to their best interests with which candidate ends up winning the election.
How effective are those efforts?
At this point, we have no hard data to suggest that these operations have historically actually impacted the results of the election.
U.S. voters are nonetheless encouraged to remain vigilant and wary of grammatical or spelling mistakes found in the articles and website domains they come across, which could give away the impersonation attempt. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Thank you, Veronica. And back to our main topic. In an effort to assist the underprivileged in rural Zimbabwe, Chiedza Juru, a Harvard University graduate, recently launched a campaign to fundraise money to help underprivileged school-going girls. Juru kicked off a campaign called Educate a Village at an event held at the Zimbabwe Embassy here in Washington, D.C.
Chii chakaita kuti mufunge semudzimai kutanga sangano iri? Ndakaona simba rekuenda kuchikoro muupenyu wangu. Zvakare ndaigara ndichiudzwa nevabereki vangu vachitaura kuti kuenda kuchikoro kwakachinja kwavakabva nekuti vakakwanisa kuwana mabasa vakakwanisa kuzoendesawo vamwe kuchikoro. Saka taimbonzishanda nesimba. Iniwo nekushanda nesimba kunyange ndakashayikirwa nababa vangu handina kuzombofunga zvekuti pamwe regai ndiroorwe ndiwane kurarama. Ndakangoshingirira nekuti ndakaonawo vamwe vakandibatsira. Saka nekuzoona kuti upenyu hwangu hwakashanduka ndichiona pandavewo ndinoona kuti tikakwanisa kubatsirawo vamwe vanogonawo kuchinja upenyu hwavo asi kwete ngochinja upenyu hwavo nekutochinjawo nharaunda dzavo nekuzobatsira vamwe nekuzobatsirawo nyika dzavo.
Sangano renyu rinoshanda sei mukubatsira vanhu panyaya yedzidzo?
Sangano redu rinoshanda nekuita mafundraising atinoita tichiunganidza vanhu vanoda kubatsira tichiraisa mari yekuti tipe vana mascholarship. Saka tinoendesa vana vari kuzvikoro vari kumamisha kuzvikoro tichivapa mascholarship. Zvakare tinoshanda nezvikoro zviri kuZimbabwe izvo zvichitokutanga neZimbabwe asi tichaenda kune dzimwe nyika. Tichinotarisa zvikoro zviripo vanoda mabhoo, vanoda malibrary kuti vana vaone kudzidza, vanoda mabhuku, zvimwe zvikoro zvedu hazvina mabhuku. Vanodawo kubatsirwa maclassroom. Tinoona kuti vamwe vana vanenge vachidzidzira panze kana kuti maclassroom asina maresources. Saka tinoshanda nezvikoro tichiona manids ari mumacommunities kunyanya-nyanya macommunity anowanzo kusaririra panyaya dzedevelopment.
Avo vanga vari amai Chiedza Juru vanova ivo mutungamiri wesangano reAnoint Inc. vachitaura nesu vari kumuzinda weZimbabwe uri muWashington. A Zimbabwean-based in the diaspora, Nicole Gwanzura, who founded her own organization called Education Advancement Consulting, praised Juru for launching an organization that seeks to assist rural communities.
Tinofanira kuungana sevanhu, sevanhu veZimbabwe, sevanhu vanozivana mudiaspora, tofanira kunge tichisimudzirana, especially panyaya yechikoro. Most of us, especially maZimbabwean states, are going to be kumba mune munhu one, because that's at least munhu one anongo chibatsira, either kuti kuchikoro, kubatsira nekubasa, tichisapotana kudaro. Saka zvandazoona nhasi ndezvekuti tikanyatsounganidza maresources edu. Tinokwanisa kuita inonzi empowerment yeeducation. Inosvika kuma levels ekuti vanopuwa kana support kwese kune maambassador, kune government yedu yeZimbabwe, kune maambassadors ekudzimwe nyika kuti tiite se tiunganidzane sevanhu vekuZimbabwe, semaAfricans, sevanhu vane passion yechikoro yeeducation. Saka zviri kuitwa panapa na Mai Chiedza Juruka kwazvichasvika kwazvaita kudhara nekwazvichasvikaka zviri so inspiring. Tikutobva pano tichituchi takunoisa madonations edu because $10 $10 yamunenge mawana mabhadhara parking unokwanisa mabatsira mwana kuti aende kuchikoro. Inokwanisa kubhadhara fees, inokwanisa kubhadhara kana uniform kana mabooks. $10 chete chete iyoyoyo. Saka ndatobuda ndiri so inspired kuti one, rega ndicontinue kubatsira vanhu tichikubatsira kumba, but pane vamwewo vachiri kuuya and vanobvisa stress yese yekuti munhu wacho anenge achiwana mari sei, anobatsirwa sei, vanenge vachizviziva.
That there was Nicole Gwanzura, the founder of Education Advancement Consulting in Washington. Please stay tuned as we take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages. So go to VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And to discuss this issue, we are joined at the moment. We have Mrs. Lusindongwe Chikowero, and also we have young Maka Chikowero, her daughter, who both founded MTC Educator Girl Foundation. So I'll start off with young Maka Chikowero. If you can be on the line and just tell us what inspired you to start this organization, and what projects have you been doing and where?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm Maka Chikowero from Zimbabwe, living in the United States right now. Nonprofit work and volunteering has been a huge part of my upbringing. My parents would always encourage me to be involved in my community and stuff like that, which eventually led me to the United Nations Youth Conference when I was about 9 years old, and I was introduced to the idea of gender inequality and what young girls like me could do to make change in my community. And so after many years of attending that youth conference every March in New York, I decided that I wanted to start my own organization that was able to help young girls like me, called MTC Educated Girl Inc., that operates in rural Zimbabwe to send orphan girls to school and play sports. Education and sports have been two huge factors in my life that I carry so close to my heart. And so I want to be able to make a nonprofit that is able to center on those two ideas. I have swim and played soccer my whole life, and currently I'm in college swimming and studying, so it's something that I do carry very close to me. Recently, though, MTC Educated Girl Inc. had its annual United States soccer tournament here in Wisconsin, where we're able to fundraise money for these girls' tuition, programming, and all that good stuff. But I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
You're a very young lady. How old were you when you founded MTC Educator Girl Foundation, so that the other young ladies out there can perhaps emulate what you did?
Yes, absolutely. So I've been doing nonprofit work or volunteering since I was around 9, but I started MTC Educated Girl Inc. when I was 15, around then, and it's been something that I've done ever since.
And also, which areas are you working in, and why that particular areas in Zimbabwe?
Absolutely. So I work in Chimanimani and Mondoro, those two areas, in many different hubs where I know I'm able to have an impact on the girls in that community and have people working on the ground to help me and be able to share their messages with me, and I share with them, and we can work together to create change in those two areas.
So for some young ladies listening out there saying, can I do what Maka did? What can you say to them?
Absolutely. I think the first step is being involved in your community, even at your schools and your soccer programs. Volunteers are always needed, and just putting yourself out there to say, I am passionate about X, Y, and Z, and for me, it was sports and school. The doors will open up themselves, but you'll find people in your communities that are passionate about the same things that you are, and then you guys will come together, have more friends come join, and then before you know it, it's a big thing, and everyone is there to support you and want to elevate the same cause you are fighting for.
And you just held a soccer tournament. How did that go? Who won?
It was so exciting. I'm still on cloud 9. We had our annual United States soccer tournament on Sunday. We had over 13 teams come to play, both youth and adult, and were able to raise a great deal of money for the MTC girls so that can go to school, play soccer, and not have to worry about any of the tuition fees, school supplies, sanitary wear, anything like that. And the money we were able to fundraise also is able to go towards the MTC programming with mentorship and leaders, and have the MTC coaches be able to get their coaching licenses and not have to worry about paying it for it themselves, but have MTC covering it to make sure that we have more women in leadership and more female coaches out in the world.
And also, how easy has it been as a young girl to be able to have your message be articulated across the whole world? I've seen you on, you know, the United Nations platforms. How hard or easy has it been for you?
I'm so thankful that I've been given this platform to be able to spread the word about education and sports, but it's been a long, long road. But I'm thankful for everyone who's held my hand every step of the way and has encouraged me to keep on going. It's one girl out of however many who want to have their voices heard. And there's so many girls in the communities that I'm in here in Madison, Wisconsin, and the girls who I have in my MTC programs who also need their voices heard. And so I view myself as the person carrying on their message from the girls, but I always think there's more room for young leaders in spaces like this as well.
Thank you so much, Maka, there. And we are now switching over to Mrs. Tendai Westerhof out in Zimbabwe. Your organization recently held a campaign to educate people about the issue of TB and the spread and awareness campaign on TB. Can you tell us a little bit about this? And you've just recently come from the World AIDS Conference. Tell us a little bit about that program.
Okay, good evening. Yes, we operate in Fanyati District, whereby this year we have been doing a campaign on ending TB in children through a family-centered approach. We are saying it has been discovered that children below the age of 5 years are getting TB from their household contacts. So we are doing community dialogues where we are educating carers of children below 5 years, and also their household contacts and others on TB, on how to prevent TB in children, and of course promoting the new treatment, which is there, that is what that is called TPT, tuberculosis prevention treatment, that is now available in child formulations. So we are educating communities on what this treatment is all about, the various precautions that they can take to ensure that if there's young children in the home where there is somebody who has TB, how they should protect the children from TB, and also promoting testing and counseling for TB. That is what we are doing in Fanyati District. We have been holding community dialogue in Ngezi and in Nyamatani, that is Fanyati Rural, where communities are coming, pregnant mothers, breastfeeding mothers, TB survivors, people who are carers of people with TB, people, mothers or families with children who have been affected by TB. So we are talking in other civil society, stakeholders, including government ministries and departments. This is the campaign that we have in Fanyati District to end TB in children.
Muri kuona zvirongwa izvi zvichitambirwa sei nyanya kumaruva. Tinoona kuti vazhinji vanozowanikwa vachisarudza kana kuti vanzwa kuti apo pambapo pane munhu ari kurwara neTB. Zvii zvamuri kuita kuti munyatsodzidzisa vanhu kuti aiwa icho chirwere chinogona kurapika?
Tiri kukurudzira vanhu kuti vakaona munhu achikosora masigns and symptoms eTB ananga aripo, ngavakasiri kuendesa munhu kuchipatara anoongororwa rukararwa nezvimwe zvinenge zviri pamuviri make. Zvakafanana nokukuiswa pascale kuti vaoneke body weight, nokutariswa nokuongororwa nana mukoti kuchipatara kuti vatore makararwa kuti vaone kuti ane TB here kana kuti ane zvimwe zvaari kurwara nazvo, kunyanya vanhu vari kurarama neAIDS. Saka kana akatestwa akaonekwa kuti makararwa ake, akaendeswa kulebha akaonekwa kuti ane TB, anobva aiswa pamushonga. Pane mushonga unonzi 3HP neimwe mishonga yakadaro daro. Ende iye zvino tichitaura kuno, TPT yakupuhwa vanhu vese vanorarama neHIV vasati vamboipuhwa. Yakupuhwa futi vanhu vese vanorarama neHIV vasati vamborwara neTB, vari kupuhwa TPT iyi. Kudhara yaisipuhwa every 3 years kune vanhu vari kurarama neHIV. Kasi iye zvino zvakunzi vanhu vari kurarama neHIV vanenge vaita contact nemunhu ane TB vakupuhwa TPT iyoyi. Saka tinokurudzira izvozvo, tinodzidzisa vabereki munharaunda imomo, muchina tinoti mavillage health workers vatinotraina, vanofamba dzimba nedzimba vachiudza vanhu nezveTB, kuidzivirira, utsanana, kugara mumba munenge makashambidzika, kushandisa zvinhu zvakachena, mvura yekumwa yakachena, nokuti kana vanhu vachigara neTB vanofanira kunge vachibata munhu uyu zvakaita sei, zvisina tsaruro. Asi vachimubatawo zvakanaka, vachiona kuti munhu aiswa pamushonga anomwa mushonga wake wese kusvika wapera. Ndo zvatiri kuita, tinoendawo panenge pakaungana vanhu tichipa zvinyorwa zvatakanyora kuvanhu, tinoenda pese pese tichitaura nezveTB, sezvo munoziva kuti Fanyati District iri panhamba 5 kumashonaland west, Fanyati District iri panhamba 3 panyaya dzeTB. Ofuti mashonaland west inonzi inhamba 5 munyika munomu munyaya dzeTB, nokuti kune vanhu vanoita zvekumaina mugodhi, vamwe vanhu vari kugara munzvimbo dzakanyanyozara vanhu like mahandiditi sebhabhu kuna Narimuka, kuna Nangezi nekumaruvhevha uko kunoitwa zvemining, zvinova zvinhu zviri kukonzeresawo futi TB kuti ipararise.
Mm-hmm. Tombo tarisa edu kuti muchango bva kumusangano mukuru weHIV AIDS conference. Pane zvitsva here zvamakadzidza zvingada kuti vanhu vateererewo pamusoro pezvamakaona ikoko?
KuAIDS conference kwanga kune zvidzidzo zvakawanda zvitsva zvinobva kuti musangano unoitwa nyika yese, nyika dzese dzepasi pano, vanhu dzekunyika dzakasiyana-siyana vanenge vachienda vachiunza umbo hwemabasa avari kuita kupedza dambudziko reHIV, sezvo munoziva kuti HIV is a global issue. Haingonzi inongonzi nyika imwe chete inozvigona, saka mumwe noumwe nyika inouya ichitaridzira nemapato akasiyana-siyana anoshanda munyaya dzekupedza dambudziko reHIV, TB nemalaria. Vari kuuya vachitaura zvavari kuita kunyika dzavo, tichitaurawo isusu semaactivists kuti chii chatiri kuda kuona chichiitwa, tichitora anonzi mabest practice tichienda nawo kumusha. Pane dzimwe nyika dziri kuita zvakanaka siri kunyaya dzeHIV seZimbabwe. Matakataurwa kumaprogramu edu ari kubatsira vanhu vakawanda, uye kuutachiona hweHIV kuri kubatsira vanhu vaakuramba kuchiperera munyika ino. Vanhu vakuita vashoma vari kubata neHIV nokuti nemaprogramu akasimba anofandwa nemadomestic resources edu. Saka nyika dzese dzaisheya, vecivil society vaisheya, macommunities vaisheya, isu tichidzidzawo kune vamwe, tichinetworka, tichizivana nemadona vanosapota zveHIV vanga varipo, including magovernment ministry nemapoliticians nevamwe vanhu vepamusoro-musoro vakanga variko kuInternational AIDS Conference. Isusu vose madzimai tati nenzvimbo yedu yataitaura zvinhu zvakanangana nemadzimai nevasikana, saka tarisa nyaya dzeutano. Makey populations vanga variwo kwavo, vanhu vane urema vanoraramawo neHIV kana vasina HIV vanga variko, veworkplace policy vanga variko, vemafaith communities vanga variko, vachitaurawo kuti umwe noumwe achitaura kuti chii chatiri kuita kuti tipedze dambudziko reHIV.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Westerhoff. Please stay on the line. I'll come back to you now, Mrs. Chikowero. We are now done with the Maka and we go deeper into the issues. How was it that you were able to get Maka, a young girl, to be interested in starting up this nonprofit to help rural girls in Chimanimani?
Kind of interesting on Maka's end, because probably it's an inborn thing. She has been kind of doing advocacy work at her school starting from like fifth grade, when they had to do a project in school and they were analyzing Legos, where they got to learn about gender inequality in the toys. So for her, it got bigger when she started just thinking about how else can I help other people in underprivileged communities. She then started volunteering in the communities here in the United States, where there are underprivileged kids who cannot afford to play soccer, and then she would go and fundraise for them or do a lot of things. So when Cyclone Idai hit Zimbabwe, we were talking about it and all that stuff, and she said, I really need to be the change in that community. That's when she started getting involved with girls in rural Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Asi zviri nyore here kuti vana vawanikwewo vachipuwa dzidzo iyoyi yekuti vawanikwewo vachibuda vachinobatsira vamwe pasina mubhadharo, uyezve zvakakosha sei kuti vabereki vawanikwe vachikurudzira vana kuti vaite izvozvi, vangave vanasikana kana vana vakomana?
Ndinofunga kuti zvinotangira paawareness yenyu sevabereki, and also being there to be available to be helping vasina, then involving vana venyu mukuita izvozvo pasingatarisirwe mubhadharo. Hazvizi nyore, tinozvinzwisisa kune vamwe vanhu, asi kune vamwe kana mwoyo wokubatsira ugara uripo, zvinotogara, it comes naturally. You find kuti Maka pakubva ari kuma-9 years ikoko akatanga kuti inini handina, atanga kudzidza nezvaiitwa nana Maigumbo kwana Mureva, akati handichada birthday present, kuti munditengere birthday present, atorai mari yacho mutengere vasikana vo sanitary wear, when she herself wasn't even using it yet. So you find kuti zvinenge zvagara zviri inborn, but sevabereki ngatikurudzirei vana, tidzidzise kuti vakwanise kuonawo beyond them, beyond just what they want, because zvizhinji zvacho even ukamutengera matoys agara anawo kudhara, mamwe anenge akungosiyiwapo, ungonotenga imwe toy osvikongonoikanda zvakare.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. I'll come back to you. Ms. Westerhoff, coming back to you. So moving forward, what other programs do you have lined up when it comes to the awareness programs that you're talking about in the rural areas?
Yes, we continue to create an awareness on HIV and TB and malaria, especially HIV, that people, we encourage people to get tested for HIV, to know their status early and to seek treatment. And if they have any signs and symptoms, we encourage people to visit their nearest healthcare facility so that they can be assisted on how to get treatment. They can also be tested. We are also creating an awareness of towards the 95-95-95 that we also want to end the stigma, you know, to make communities aware that stigma kills, stigma destroys. Stigma can make people not to seek HIV services. So we want society to have an enabling environment whereby people even with HIV can also easily access services, and they can also live among people who are normal. That they can also live among everyone else in the community. We want to normalize AIDS. We promote disclosure, shared disclosure. We promote treatment adherence. We are doing treatment literacy in support groups in the communities that we are working in. So there is a lot that we are doing on HIV and AIDS. And now that we have the new mantra, that is the new equals new B, undetectable and untransmissible, that we are promoting to say that if a person is test positive to HIV, they immediately put on treatment, and after 6 months, their viral load should be undetectable and eventually become untransmissible, which means that if it's a U equals to U, it means that person can have sexual intercourse with a person who is not infected with HIV and will not be able to transmit HIV. And we are also promoting pregnant women to seek services for the elimination of vertical transmission of HIV in the various communities, that they should book antenatal clinic early and ensure that they get tested also for HIV, and they also make sure that their babies are tested for HIV. We are also educating communities on all the facets of HIV AIDS, from awareness, treatment, care, and support. And yeah, that's what we're doing in communities. Everyone now is all geared towards ending HIV by 2030. And it means we have to now give this unusual and to make sure that it's everyone's responsibility to end HIV and AIDS.
Maybe before I let you go, just to share your own personal story, you shared on social media that you have been living with HIV for a number of years. If you could inspire somebody, like how many years and how has it been?
Yeah, I'm living with HIV now for 23 years since I got diagnosed, and I've realized that to live with HIV should not be a deterrent to all the aspirations regarding your life, but one just needs to deal with issues of denial. I dealt with issues of denial. I accepted my condition, and I got help. And I went further to speak out about it to my close family and publicly. I'm also educating communities using my personal experience to ensure that we get more people to go for HIV testing to find out their status, and to ensure that there's always a face to HIV. And the face to HIV can be anybody. I look healthy. Nothing on me shows that I'm living with HIV. And we have faces like mine that are so many, and many don't know that they are living with HIV. So my message out there is that people, when you test positive to HIV today, take it as a blessing in disguise. That gives you an opportunity to access treatment and to change your lifestyle for the better, to ensure that you access treatment and that you stay with that condition forever. You know, we can live your long life with it. Death comes in many ways, and it's not HIV that kills, but somebody can die from an accident from other non-communicable diseases.
Thank you so much, Ms. Westerhoff. I always love to have you on the program. And also thank you to Makachi Kowero and also to Ms. Lusindongwe Chikowero, who also graced us here on this platform, sharing their projects and what they are doing to inspire other women and young girls. And, you know, as you know, we also like to thank those that were streaming with us on all our social media platforms. That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, saying have a very good night.